We're going to be talking now about Little Shop of Horrors. They can't hear this music, which is, I'm going to let you know, ladies in the background, we are playing a little bit of Feed Me Seymour, but we're going to hear it in full in a little bit. So I'm going to fade it out so we don't ruin it entirely. So we're joined in the studio by Catherine, by Lauren and by Bryony. It's lovely to have you with us. Can I just say that I'm intrigued by the fact you were described by Alex from Off of Two Feathers Productions as a trio of urchins. Is that... That's okay, is it?
Yeah, but
in,
okay.
In show terms.
Yes, yes, yes. Not so much.
Yeah, not okay. That's okay then. Because, I mean, it did sound almost a little bit derogatory, but it's not at all. It's okay then. So, all right, then. Well, let's come to you first then, Catherine. Now, Little Shop of Horrors. There are people who might hear that name and they've not seen the film or the musical previously who might think, well, that sounds a bit gruesome. But just give us a sort of idea. Sum up this production for us.
It is very silly. It's lots of fun with an amazing score by Alan Menken. So if you like Disney music and Disney films, you will love this score. And it's got Motown vibes. It's just fun for all the family. That's so don't be put off by the word horrors.
That's exactly what we want. And of course, there's various twists and turns in it. So, you know, we won't go into it too much. But, well, Lauren, let's come to you three then. So, Trio of Urchins, just explain your role on the stage in this production.
That's a hard one because we're there all the time and we're kind of this like all-seeing, all-knowing presence that we're kind of, we oversee everything and we manipulate a lot of the action that kind of happens in the show. So we do a lot of the singing. So they've been compared to a Greek chorus before. In the pre-post show review, actually, we got likened to the Muses from Hercules, which we were all really happy about. We liked that one. But almost like a Greek chorus / narrator kind of role, but also like, yeah, we kind of manipulate a lot of the action going on. So we're just there and we're everywhere and we sort of see everything and guide quite a lot of the action.
Oh, that must be such a fun part to play. But I mean, Bryony, that's a lot to remember then, isn't it, really, if you're on the entire time?
Yeah, it is a lot to remember, to be fair. It is. I think we have maybe two or three numbers where we're not on stage. Everything else we're on stage. Varying degrees of choreography, varying degrees of singing, but we are, I think, probably on stage for the majority. Luckily, I will include myself. These two here are wonderful and learnt everything very quickly. So it's actually been quite a fun rehearsal period, I think. We've been able to pick things up and have a lot of fun with it quite quickly, which has been really good.
It's a fun.
Yeah, a lot
and
of fun.
I'm going to jump in because Bryony and Lauren both have photographic memories. So in terms of a lot to learn, they're amazing. They're incredible. And Lauren also has an extra role as dance captain. So she's got everybody else's moves to learn, and Bryony is assistant musical director, so she has everybody else's harmonies to learn. So I've got the easiest job.
I doff my hats to anyone that takes part in any of these productions, and I know as Two Feathers you do a lot of productions. Can I just say as well, congratulations for Jersey Boys, because it's one of the best things I've ever seen at the Gate. It was incredible. So I know that you put a lot into it. It's many, many hours to make these things happen. It's not just, though, people on the stage acting, singing, dancing, because especially in something like Little Shop of Horrors, visually and from the point of view of the sets and what is going on stage with props, there's a lot going on, isn't there? So, let's talk a little bit without giving too much away, Bryony, about the Audrey 2 in the room.
So, Audrey 2. So there are two Audreys in the production of Little Shop of Horrors. There is Audrey, original, OG Audrey, who is a female, a woman, who is lovely and works with Seymour, who is the protagonist of the show, in the flower shop. And Seymour ends up with this plant, this very strange looking plant that he can't seem to identify, doesn't seem to appear in any books anywhere, that may or may not have appeared from somewhere not on this earth. And he decides to name the plant Audrey 2 after Audrey, as an homage to her. Audrey 2 kind of takes on a bit of a life of its own during the show, grows quite a lot. Seymour finds out what is best to feed this plant, which is not the most conventional food, and grows and in return gives Seymour a lot of fame, a lot of fortune, a lot of success, but at quite a big cost.
Quite a big cost, that's one way of putting it. And Lauren, I suppose there will be people who have seen the film, of course, starring Steve Martin and Rick Moranis, and it's up there with one of my faves, I have to say. How similar to the film is the stage musical?
I think, for me, it feels more fresh. it feels like, because with the stage musical, you can put your own spin on it. You can look at who you've got cast and you can kind of play to your strengths and stuff like that. So obviously the story is the same. The characters are very similar. The way that we play them is not necessarily the same. A lot of the cast are playing things quite differently to how you've seen it done before, which is refreshing. And the whole thing is just bold and colourful and bright and exciting. And it moves at a really quick pace. And it's a really fun and lively and engaging, refreshing version of what you've seen in the film, I think.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And I suppose, Catherine, we should really come to some of the sort of key characters there. You've got some fabulous actors taking on the lead roles, haven't you?
Yeah. Jack Divers, who has his own amazing fan base. Do you know what? I'm not going to list everyone just in case I missed somebody out, but the cast is really exciting and there's a mixture of experienced people and there's some new faces in there as well. So that's been really great fun to work with. Neil, wouldn't mind me saying, Neil Callan and I are the senior members of the cast.
You can't be. That's not, no, I'm not having that.
And we're probably the only two that grew up with the movie. Potentially, but there are lots of musicians in this cast who kind of, because it's got this kind of cult following, this musical.
It's like Rocky Horror, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. And so there's those of us who've kind of got that real cult following for this musical, we just absolutely love it.
And it is, as you said, it is fun for everyone, isn't it? All ages. We should really kind of stipulate that.
Definitely. And what I would say is, if you didn't come, what else would you be doing? Scrolling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so
true. It's a chance for you to switch your phone off.
Get to the theatre, exactly. And, you know, it's funny because I think that's the one thing we always have to remember as well is that, and I went to see the Irish Annie's production on Friday, and at the end of the production, it was then last night doing the tour, and Asa, the writer and one lead cast member, said, support your local theatres, because if we don't support them, we're going to lose amazing things like this. So it's really good to get to the theatre because we have such a fabulous talent on the Isle of Man for all of these productions and a lot of effort goes into them. But not least because Little Shop is going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun.
Very silly.
Yeah, very silly is exactly what's needed right now, yeah. I think, isn't it? And awesome music as well, which we're going to hear some of shortly. So we're going to get a track on, and then in the background, while you're listening to A Little Bit of Pink, I will be sound-checking these lovely lady urchins. And they are going to sing something for us from Little Shop of Horrors live in the studio. Also, I have another pair of tickets to give away, so don't go anywhere. That's Pink, and who knew, here on Manx Radio, if you've just tuned in, I have Catherine and Lauren and Bryony in the studio, the urchins, a trio of them, from Little Shop of Horrors. We've just found out all about the production. It's going to be amazing. Seriously, I've just been here listening to them off air, chatting about it as well. It is just going to be one of those things you don't want to miss. So do get your tickets. It starts on Saturday. There are 9 shows. We'll find out more in a moment. But now, I'm so excited to say, the ladies are going to sing for us in the studio, which makes me very happy indeed. So I'm just going to make sure that the cameras are all ready to go, because then we'll share this little video afterwards. So, ladies of the Little Shop, take it away.
Little Shop of Horrors, Little Shop of Terror, call a cop. Little Shop of Horrors, no, oh, 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 no. Little Shop of Horrors, bop, shabop. Little Shop of Terror, watch him drop. Little Shop of Horrors, no, oh, 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 no.
Your voices together sound incredible. That was so gorgeous. So, Bryony, if people want to see this live, how do they get hold of tickets?
So, they can either log on to the Villa Gaiety website and book them there, or they can call the box office on 600555 and get their tickets there.
Very good. You should have a radio show.
Oh, thank you.
That was marvellous. And there are caption performances as well. And it all starts with a matinee.
It does, on the 12th. Yeah. On Saturday, matinee.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Break a leg, as we say. I always feel very odd saying that. It feels like I'm somehow wishing harm on you. But you meant to say that,
yes,
aren't you?
Yeah.
So break a leg. Thank you so much for coming in. Get your tickets now. You don't want to miss it. Is it okay if I play Feed Me Seymour?
Because,
absolutely. You know, I think it needs to be done. From the film itself, this is Levi Stubbs. All the best, ladies.
Bye. Bye.